What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is Article of the Week number 17, and today we're going to be going into detail on how to build a home gym on a budget. With everything that's been going on in the world, I mean, this is probably a year late, honestly, but we understand that people have been pushed more to building home gym, with all the gyms being closed worldwide for a long time. So we want to go through to some of the essentials that people need to build a home gym. Because me and Tom have both worked out at home for years, and we honestly prefer it.
One thing that we both have always said is, like, the best type of exercise out there is the one that you actually do. So if you can work out at home, you just have so many less excuses finding a way, like, not to exercise. So it's just so much easier. Like, you don't have an excuse not to go out to your living room or go out to your garage or wherever your home gym is and lift weights. Like, those excuses are gone.
Well, I know just this whole past, I guess this pandemic's been, I guess, a year and a half now, basically. It hasn't affected me too much, honestly. I know it's affected a lot of people greatly, but one of the reasons why it didn't affect me that much is because I have a home gym, and working out is extremely important to me. It's one of the biggest sources of joy in my life. So if I was like a lot of other people out there and I didn't have access to a gym for over a year, I know that would really, really affect my mental health and obviously my physical health as well. So I'm super happy I had a home gym. And yeah, we're just going to go through basically a home gym you can build, hopefully cross your fingers, under $1,000. And I know that seems like a pretty big budget, but in all actuality, people spend, what, like $50 a month on a gym membership? And that's probably on the low end. So we're basically saying within 2 years, you're going to pay for this gym easy. So this is, I think, the route to go personally. I always recommend building a home gym. I just think it's worth it. And the article itself is from theartofmanliness.com, and it's basically how to build a home gym for cheap. So if you want to go through, and actually some of the links are going to be on that article, so I'll link the article on the website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, so you can go there and get specific links for the stuff we're going to talk about today. But yeah, Tom, do you want to just start with what they recommend?
Yeah, so the article is about how you can build a home gym for like under $1,000, and this is a home gym that you're going to be putting like in a garage. The article is a little old, it's before the pandemic, so if you really want to build this home gym the right way, it's going to cost, I think, about $1,100 now, just because the price of weights skyrocketed since the pandemic, because a lot of people are building these home gyms. So yeah, it would be about $1,100 the way they recommend it. So they recommend an Olympic barbell. That's going to be about $200. With the Olympic barbell, you can do deadlifts, bench press, squats, any sorts of presses, pulls. You can do a lot of things with a barbell, so that's a great piece of equipment. If you buy a solid one for like $200, like they recommend, that should last you about a lifetime. Like, as long as you don't run that over with your car on accident or something crazy like that, that should last a very long time.
Yeah, this is, I wonder what you think about this, because the article recommended that you actually spend the most money and get the like highest quality barbell, because they said that's, you know, worth it. And for someone like me, I agree with that. I think they recommend the Rogue Ohio bar, which is a very, you know, high quality bar. But I mean, let's just be honest. The vast, vast majority of people out there are never going to put more than $225 on this bar, don't you think?
So you can get like Olympic barbells for like $100, even a little bit cheaper than $100. But yeah, I kind of agree with like bench press and squats. You're not really going to be putting a whole lot. But if you plan on deadlifting, like, I'm not that big of a guy. I can deadlift 400 pounds. Putting 400 pounds on, like, an $80 bar, I don't know.
See, I think you can. Like, I 100% think that, because even a cheap bar is going to be made out of steel, and 7 feet of steel is going to hold 400 pounds easy. And you're right. Like, and the thing with the deadlift, if the deadlift goes wrong, you just drop the bar. And even if the bar, let's say the bar broke, which it really wouldn't, but it wouldn't actually hurt you, just fall to the ground. And if you are out there and you're squatting 500 pounds or you're benching 500 pounds, then your home gym is not going to be under $1,000 because you're going to need way more equipment. But I just don't think spending that much money on a barbell for, again, the cheapest home build you can, like, make is smart. But I guess that's just my opinion.
That's a good point. One thing I did just think of is if you're doing, like, those Olympic-style lifts, like, you know, those, like, clean and jerk, stuff like that, where you're, like, bouncing the bar, then you might want to spend a little bit more money. Mm-hmm. That's where it probably comes into play if you're doing those type of lifts.
Yeah, I think so. And there's something, like, they call it whip with the, like, old bar. That's how a bar bends when you, like, pick it up. And trust me, if you're deadlifting 200-300 pounds, you don't have to worry about whip at all. You know, if you deadlift 600-800 pounds, and yeah, that's something you're going to notice. So I just think for anyone out
for
there,
most building, people.
Yeah, for most people, I would just honestly get the most economic barbell out there. I'm sure Walmart sells a couple online that aren't that expensive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So the next thing they recommend is a squat rack with a pull-up bar. This one ranges about $250. And I was kind of surprised. I thought those squat racks were a little bit more money, but like just a basic one. The ones that I was seeing for this price looks like you probably want to bolt this to the ground or have some weights to kind of place on it. But yeah, it's not too crazy expensive. This is definitely something you'd have to put in your garage because it does take up a lot of space. You want it to have the pull-up bar. That way you can do pull-ups. That's probably like my favorite back exercise out there is pull-ups. So it just takes up, you know, you're just getting more bang for your buck that way. So that's another great recommendation.
Yeah, the one they recommend is from Rep Fitness, so REP Fitness, and that's actually a high quality brand. I recommend that as well. One thing I recommend with coming, there are, I guess, two things with a squat rack, is the holes that you're going to see all that line up and down the post for the squat rack. You want to get 1-inch holes. So that basically means every inch you're going to have a different hole that you can either place an accessory or a spotter arm. Some of the cheaper racks out there have 2-inch spacers or just like randomly just spaced out holes. You don't want that. You really want to get ones that are 1-inch apart. And also the height of the rack matters. And you want to get something. They have short racks out there that are basically like 6 feet tall. And you don't want to get those. I mean, you can. They're cheap. They're dirt cheap. But I wouldn't recommend it. I would recommend something that's at least like 7 feet, something like 84 inches. And that's what this rep squat rack is. And that way you can actually attach pulleys to the top of the rack and use, you have a home pulley system. That's what I do. So just look at the length between the holes. So you want to get 1-inch holes. And you want something that's at least 7 feet if your gym or if your home can't support that height.
Yeah, those are all good, great points. The next one they recommend is a flat bench. This is about $50. I think it's worth it to spend a little bit more on an adjustable bench. That way you just have a little bit more like variety with what you can do. You can do some incline presses, some decline presses. You can put it all the way up so you have some back support on your military press. You can even use that bench for like preacher curls, something like that, which is a great bicep workout. So I think an adjustable bench is just a little bit better than a flat bench. They are more money, but I just think it's kind of worth it. I mean, you are trying to replace an entire gym here. So, like, every piece of equipment should have more than one use.
Exactly. Yeah, see, I would take a little bit of your budget from the barbell. So instead of spending $200 on the barbell, I'd spend $150 and then spend an extra $50 on an adjustable bench. Like Tom said, you get so many more options, and flat benches are great if you have an adjustable bench as well, because you're going to want to do incline, you're going to want to do some sort of military presses, and that's where an adjustable bench is priceless, really.
Yeah, one thing they were saying with like a flat bench is because it is stable, you can use it for a lot more things. You can use it for things like box jumps and stuff like that. But personally, I don't think like a flat bench is stable enough for you to really do box jumps on. Like most benches are not that heavy. I feel like if you don't land perfectly on top of that, you're going to kick that bench the other way and you're going to fly backwards. So that doesn't really make sense to be using it for like box jumps. And you should have other things around if you wanted to use it as like a guide for doing squats, stuff like that. There's, well, actually you could still use your adjustable bench for pretty much everything else they talked about, like a guide for squats and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, you can. And exactly. So this flat bench they recommend is one off Amazon. And they reviewed it and they said it was good. And I believe them. But something I look for within a bench, and especially an adjustable bench, is actually weight. People would assume that you want the lightest bench possible so you can maneuver it. But in all actuality, you want a bench that's actually heavy. So I'm talking 50 to 75, 80 pounds, something like that. And that way, like Tom said, if you do use it for box jumps, or if you do use it for any sort of, I guess, like mobility work or any sort of like endurance work where you're jumping on it or pushing on it side to side, you want something that's actually heavy. And it's counterintuitive, but those benches do cost more money. So I would spend more money on a bench.
Yeah, especially because like that bench is going to be supporting you like all the time. Like mm-hmm. that's not something you ever want to go out. And exactly. I feel like out of all these things, like the bench is probably the one thing that probably would wear out the fastest. Yep. I mean, it shouldn't be the barbell. It shouldn't be the squat rack. It shouldn't be the plates, anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so the next thing it recommends is plates. Like I said earlier, they say it's about $350 for some plates. $350 worth of plates right now is probably about 150 pounds. That's not a lot of weight for most people. So if you're looking at like a 300 pound set, that's going to cost you about $700, maybe more, depending. When it comes to something like this, I really recommend looking into like Craigslist or, I don't know if these are everywhere, but in Northern California we have, it's called Plate Against Sports, where it's, people bring their old, like retired sporting equipment that's still good. So they're just like a secondhand store for sporting equipment. So you can get like a little bit of a discount on stuff like that. So I highly recommend searching around for weights, because I mean, weights don't really break or anything like that. If who cares if your weights have been used a bunch of times already, like they should still hold their value.
Yeah, no, I put weights honestly the same bracket I put the barbell. We're literally just talking about either steel or iron here. This stuff doesn't go bad. And yeah, if you're a beast and you really wreck it, you can crack plates and you can bend bars. But most people are never going to do that. I've been lifting at home for, I don't know, over 20 years. And I've actually broke one dumbbell my entire life. That's the only thing I've ever broken. I've never broken a plate, never bent a bar, nothing like that. So,
What dumbbell was it? Was it like one of your hand-me-down ones from your dad?
It was. Yeah, it was a dumbbell. They don't even make them like this no more. But it was all just like cast iron. And I dropped it on concrete and one of the ends just snapped off.
So how old do you think that dumbbell was?
Oh, it's definitely from the 70s. So I'd say 50, well, by the time I broke it, 45 years, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so I mean, come on now, like, that's a very long life, like, you got your money's worth.
Oh, 100%, yeah, exactly. So, as far as plates, like Tom said, just plates right now, because of COVID and because of demand, they're just crazy high. So, just get some secondhand if you can, and if not, maybe right now, just buy the bare minimum you need, and then over time, just start adding to it. When I, like, slowly over the years, I've added more stuff to my home gym, it used to be about $1 per pound. So a 10-pound plate was about $10. A 45-pound plate was maybe $50. But now one 45-pound plate is going to be $100, if not more. So it's just, it's crazy these days.
Yeah, I was really surprised when I looked into this, because the last time I looked into weights, it was, I think, like 75 cents for new, like, per pound. And, like, if you buy used, they were, like, 55 to 60 cents a pound. So now to see that stuff over $2 a pound seems crazy. I'm like, what is this shit, gold now?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's still the same old iron and metal. It's nothing different.
Yeah. And then the last piece of equipment they recommend is just a jump rope, a basic jump rope, $8, something so you can get some cardio in. I'm a big fan of jump ropes because it's a great little workout that you can get in like, a minute, 2 minutes, like, a quick little cardio session. So I like jump ropes, depending on where you live and depending on, like, how much room you have, because you do need quite a bit of room for a jump rope, and you do need a little bit of, like, coordination, some skill to jump rope. So, I don't know, just kind of to each your own. If you like it, cool. If not, you can skip it.
Yeah, I think a jump rope, yeah, one, is a good recommendation, and two, I think a lot of people out there, and I've seen this a lot during the pandemic, and I don't agree with it. A lot of people are out there buying these bikes called Pelotons, and realistically, they're just overpriced exercise bikes. They have a TV on the front. They say, hey, come join this class, and you can pretend like you're riding a bike through the Alps or some, like, bullshit, right? But I think that's the last thing you should really put your money on in a home gym is a piece of cardio equipment, because we're all walking around in a piece of cardio equipment. Go right now and do 20 burpees and tell me what your heart rate does. It'll go through the roof. Or like Tom said, spend $5 on a jump rope and let's see anyone do jump rope for 5 minutes. Trust me, you're going to be sweating. So I think that's the last thing people should put money in is cardio equipment.
Yeah, I can't agree more with you about the whole Peloton thing, because those things are
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, they're way too much money. The only thing I get out of it is, like, if you do go to the gym for that, like, social atmosphere, you kind of get that, like, sort of through the Peloton. But I feel like you're so much better off spending that 30 minutes, that 1 hour, whatever it is, to go on a run outside in the sun.
Yes.
Get some fresh air, get that vitamin D, get the serotonin, get all those benefits from the actual sunlight like our bodies were supposed to do, than spend it on that, like, piece of equipment.
Oh, yeah. No, and I'm, like, yeah, I'm not that guy as far as, like, from a social standpoint. I never went to the gym to talk. The only guy I actually ever went to the gym with was Tom. So, like, I never went to the gym with anybody else in my life. And,
We didn't even talk, though. We just, like, gave each other, like, hand signals, like, hey, yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah, so even then, we barely talk. So I can't relate to people that like to go to the gym to be social. I mean, I'm just not a social guy in general. But, yeah, if that's your thing, then I guess Peloton can do it. But in my opinion, it's extremely overpriced. And the type of workout you're getting, I mean, sure, riding a bike is beneficial. But I think your bang for your buck is going to be on lifting weights. So that's where you should put your money in.
All right, so we just ran through what they recommend. But honestly, I couldn't do that. I live in a one-bedroom apartment, so there's no way I could put up a squat rack somewhere, because that would take up my entire living room, and, like, I would have no room to just, like, do anything else other than work out and sleep.
Yeah. So sounds like the dream life to me.
So I'm going to kind of just show you guys, like, what I have. So this is, I think, well, for one, it's way cheaper, and it doesn't take up anywhere near as much space. So I have adjustable 50-pound dumbbells. So when I got them, they were about like $150, $185. I was looking online right now, and those things go for about $300 with the cheapest I could find, but most of them were about $500 for a set of adjustable 50-pound dumbbells. So crazy expensive. Oh, actually, I did want to mention this earlier. So if you do have a home gym and you are doing bench press, you do want to have some dumbbells, because bench pressing with a bar can be dangerous if you don't have a spot. If you're one of those people that likes to go heavy and you like to push yourself, which most people do, there's going to be a time that, like, you're not going to be able to get up that last rep. And if you drop a barbell on your chest, like, and you have nobody around, what are you going to do? That happens all the time. I mean, that's one thing, like, I know I recommend this. I don't think we've ever talked about this on the podcast, but if you are, like, bench pressing, never use collars. That way you can tip that weight to one side or another so those weights can fall off. But still, I mean, like, you're getting a workout in, trying to improve your health, and if you, like, make one slip up, like, you could end up, like, ending your health, ending your life, because you just couldn't get up that last rep. That's a horrible way to go. So, yeah, I like dumbbells for that reason, for bench pressing, if you don't have a spot.
Yeah, so I actually was scared to do flat bench press for years because, I don't know if you remember this, Tom, but I think we were 13, 14, 15, something like that. But we were working out before we were going to go to the local fair, right, trying to get a little pump. And I remember I was going to, I don't know why, I thought I could bench press. I don't know what the amount was, but it was way too much than I should have been trying to bench press. Let's say it was like 200 pounds and I was like maybe 150, barely working out. And, well, actually, shit, I don't think I was ever 150. I was probably like 185. But I remember getting under the bar, and Tom was there working out with me. I dropped the bar down to my chest, and it did not budge. And do you remember, we had a real hard time getting that bar off my chest.
Yeah, I was probably like 130 pounds at the time. So it's not like I could just sit there and curl 200 or even, like, really, like, lift it up that much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was such a pain in the ass. I was like, oh, shit, maybe we shouldn't try to max out every single day.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of those things young kids do. They try to max out bench all the time. It's real stupid. It's real dangerous. And actually, just yesterday, I missed a lift doing bench press. But in my squat rack, I have spotter arms that I just drop the weight. They rest about an inch above my chest, and I just left the bar on those spotter bars, and I didn't kill myself. So that's one way you can do it with the squat rack. But like Tom said, dumbbells are a real safe way to do it.
thought we should mention that just as a safety feature, because if you are working out at home, most likely you are going to be working out by yourself. So just thought we'd mention that. All right. So back to my home gym. So I got the Adjustable 50-pound dumbbells. I love them. 50 pounds isn't enough to do every single lift, but if you get creative enough, it is. So, like, 50-pound dumbbells, I can't bench press. I mean, I can bench press 50-pound dumbbells. It's not a lot of weight. So one thing that I'll do to be a little bit more creative is I'll do flies first as, like, a pre-exhaust and then do bench press after I do the flies. That way, like, my chest is already a little bit tired, so those 50s feel a lot heavier for that type of lift. So there's kind of creative ways you can make those 50 pounds feel a lot heavier. I also have a set of bands. So bands are great. They come in, you can get them for about $30. You get a whole bunch of different colors. If you throw, I've never been able to throw all the colors on to get like the max amount of weight, so I don't even know how much weight that actually, that really is. But just like two or three colors is enough to do most lifts. You can do pretty much anything that you can use a barbell for. If you be a little bit creative enough, you can attach those things to a bar. You can do not pull-ups. You can do squats, deadlifts. You can pretty much use those bands for anything if you get creative enough with them. I have a door frame pull-up bar. That's about $30. Not everybody is going to be able to use a door frame pull-up bar. I think, Tyson, you're pretty big. I don't know if that will work for you. Or if somebody's like 250, 300 pounds, I don't know if that door frame is going to be able to support somebody that big. But I'm about 150 pounds, so a door frame pull-up bar works great for me.
It's a little sketchy for me, for sure.
I was just imagining that your elbows would kind of hit like the door frame.
They do, yeah, exactly. So it's not really a weight issue.
Be able to do like close grip, maybe.
Yep, exactly. That's all, because it's not like a weight issue. It's more of a width issue. That's what it is.
Yeah. I have a stationary bike. Those cost about $200 brand new. I got mine off of Craigslist. Somebody was moving, didn't want it anymore. I got mine for, I think, $75. And I have a stability ball. That's those, like, giant rubber balls. I got that, and I use that as, like, a makeshift bench. So I can kind of use that for bench press, flies, military press, stuff like that. It also, like, kind of helps you work on your balance, activates your core a lot more than just a typical bench would. So, I mean, all this stuff combined, you're looking at $400, $500, somewhere around there, especially if you kind of shop around for it. And it doesn't take up any space. I have that stability ball thrown into a corner. The dumbbells I have kind of hidden under something. The only thing that, like, stands out is my stationary bike. And you don't really need the stationary bike. I just kind of have it. So if the weather's bad or if I want to get in some, like, HIIT training, I can do it. But the stationary bike's definitely not, like, essential.
Whatever. Do you still have the bike I gave you?
Yeah, I do.
No, you do? Okay, yeah. So do you have two bikes, or is that the bike you're talking about?
Well, the bike that I bought for $75 off of Craigslist, I gave to my future mother-in-law. Actually, I didn't give it to her. My fiance gave it to her without me knowing it.
That and then you needed my bike, right?
I remember. Then, yeah. You got the brand new one and then gave me yours.
Yeah, okay, I remember that now. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, that's Tom's setup, and his setup is it's actually great for, like Tom said, in a small space. So you don't need a lot of space to get a good workout in. You really don't. And as far as with me, my setup's actually, I have a pretty sweet setup. I really like it. So I have two squat racks. You don't really need two whole squat racks, but I have two squat racks. I have one where I have a standard, like, weight set on it. So that's a 1-inch bar and standard plates. That stuff I inherited from my dad. And I have another power rack that has an Olympic barbell on it with Olympic weights. And so I'm able to, basically, one thing about a home gym, if you only have one setup and one power rack, is you're constantly changing it out. You're constantly moving collars. You're constantly pushing plates on and off. So it's kind of nice to have two so I can keep one set up. So I basically keep the Olympic one set up for like a flat bench press. So I don't have to completely like readjust it every time I work out. And then with my standard squat rack, I have it set up for more like a standing military press. So I keep the collars really high. And I have an adjustable bench. So incline, decline, flat. I also have a standalone flat bench that I keep, again, just in my Olympic set. So I don't have to adjust it. I have a bunch of dumbbells. I have a single dumbbells up to 45. And then I have adjustable dumbbells that I can get up to 200. So I spent a little bit of money on extra long dumbbell handles. And if anyone's ever been to a gym and they've seen dumbbells that are 200 pounds, they're basically like, I don't know, what are they, 3 feet long? They're really at least 2.5 feet long, those really big dumbbells.
Yeah, they're gigantic. And typical dumbbells use 10s. I think like once you get over like 150, they start using like 12.5. So not only are they longer, but they're like wider.
They're thicker. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so I have one of those dumbbell handles. I also have a standard one that holds up to like 120 pounds. So I use that one a lot more just because a 200 pound dumbbell handle is so, it's just so awkward. Like the only thing you can basically use it with is like dumbbell rows. Besides that, doing any sort of press with it is actually very difficult. And I have a whole cable system set up on the rack. So there's things you can find online. Just search like DIY cable system and you can make your own cable system that you attach to your power rack. That's exactly what I did. And I did it on both my power racks. So I have two cables set up now. And so I'm able to do basically everything you can do with a high pulley, like a lat pull down, tricep extensions, standing cable curls, anything you can do with a high cable, I can do. And I don't know, I just love it. I have every handle you can think of. I have multiple ropes. I have lat pull down bars. I have close grip bars. I have a landmine. I have over 1,000 pounds of weights. So my gym's pretty, I can do everything I want. I have a bike, I have a treadmill, so yeah. I feel like I'm bragging.
Much,
I feel like I'm bragging a little bit.
How much do you think you spend on that though? At like 3,000, 4,000?
Oh, for more? Sure. Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, but of course it was never I inherited the bulk of it luckily from my dad, but over the years I never made like one bulk payment of like $2,000 and I got a bar and a bench and a rack. I just slowly added to it, and I'm like a girl who buys shoes. Like, instead of buying shoes online, I look for cheap plates, or I look for barbells, or I look for, like, treadmills, and over the years, I just slowly added stuff to the gym.
Yeah, but you've been working out at home for, what, probably close to 15 years now?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, if you look at what you would have spent on a gym membership, like, you're for sure saving a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm in the process of moving, so when I get to my new house, I'm going to basically blow up my gym, and I want to really start fresh, and I'm not sure what I'm going to keep. Like, I know I'm going to keep the barbells, I know I'm going to keep the plates and the dumbbells, but I want to upgrade my power racks, and I want to get an actual standalone cable machine. So, you know, those, what do you call them in a gym? We used to wear those, yeah, the big racks with the cables. What were those called? You remember? Cross trainer?
I don't know. Do we call it like the cage or something?
The cage?
Like that?
Yeah, some shit like that. Yeah, I forget. But you know what I'm talking about. I want to get one of those in the garage. So I'm going to upgrade it. And that's going to cost thousands of dollars, honestly. But like Tom said, I'm going to lift hopefully till my back really does break when I'm 50, 60, 70. So eventually over time, it's all going to pay for itself.
Yeah, I mean, like, if that's something that's going to last you more than 5 years, you're for sure going to pay for it. So, yeah. And you have, it's still going to be around, so you can sell it. Like, you can't sell your gym membership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, your gym membership is just, like, you're just spending money, and you have nothing to really show for it other than your health if you're actually using it. But if you buy all this stuff, you can sell it back. Like, you can always sell it. People are always looking. Me and Tyson are always looking for stuff like this off of Craigslist, so there's plenty of stuff you can get.
Yeah, honestly, at this point, it's almost like an investment, because it seems like plates are just getting more expensive.
Yeah, I can't believe how much plates have skyrocketed. It's like Bitcoin over here.
It really is, yeah, exactly. But yeah, so that's the article of the week. Just how to build a home gym. We both really recommend a home gym, and we know some people are social, and you really like a gym membership, that's fine, but if you're really just about getting workouts in, being healthy, being strong, a home gym is the way to go, in my opinion. So check that out. And like I said, you can find the link on the website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, and it'll have links to the power rack. It'll have links to the bench. So if you really want to get this stuff for cheap, just go there and you'll find it.
Yeah, so please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.